All right. Welcome back to another Ratchet Freshly Brewed
Yes.
episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and
Freshly room.
Champagne. Oh my, yes. Yes. It is so nice to see you, Rasan.
Well, it's always great to see you, Cliff and Charles. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Ebiashanama, honey.
Shama, Shamalamala.
Girl, do you go to the church of Mary Cosby and Christ?
I do go to her church, okay? I steal from the tithe bucket every Sunday.
Did you
Okay.
not pay your rent so you can go to her church? You still
I'll
got your rent money?
be damned, okay?
We're gonna talk about that shit because
And where am I where live where? Where am I gonna live?
we ain't like ain't nowhere in hell. And I love God. You love God?
What's wrong with you?
Okay, but ain't nowhere in hell that I'm giving the church 300,000 of my hard-earned American dollars.
You barely gonna get $10 from me. Okay.
Wow. But we're gonna get into that when we get into the snow bunnies. But there's so much content that it's just like I don't even know if there's even enough space to even like talk about anything happening on the streets. Only thing that I saw that happened in these Bravo streets was Joe Gorga getting pulled off stage by Melissa for being booed at his comedy show.
Did you hear exactly? I mean, I didn't see any video or whatever. Did you hear
I
what the
just,
joke was?
what was the joke?
I have no clue. I
The joke
have
was
no.
that he was there.
I mean, that is a joke. Why is he trying to? He's trying to do comedy for what?
Girl, I don't know. I'm like, boy, if you don't go back to making them houses and rubbing your body with oil and leave us alone with this comedy.
Buy the Beijing and sit down.
Okay.
Okay. Shit.
Also, I guess, oh gosh, I'm trying to think what I feel like Nini. What else is going on? What else is going on?
What else is going on?
Oh, because my mind has just been so focused on the actual shows that I haven't really been paying. Oh, PK.
PK.
PK and this DUI situation.
Yeah, too much vodka.
But see, okay, because now fans are online saying that they feel that it's a ploy to have a storyline.
For him to have a DUI?
I guess that they're gonna go down on this ship, they're gonna go down on the ship together. But the thing about it, because you know,
I was about to start singing Dido. Remember that song? Did
yes,
I go down with this ship?
and I will
Put my hands up and
surrender.
surrender.
Wasn't that the theme song
Happened
to
to
like?
Dido?
I don't know, but wasn't that the theme song to like one of them WB shows?
Wasn't it the alien one, Roswell or something?
Yes, it was Roswell. Okay, I kept thinking it was Smallville, but I knew it was one of the Ville or Ville shows.
Wow.
Those were the
Wow.
days. Those were the days, honey.
Taking it back.
Taking it way back. The little coonin' dancing frog girl.
He's dead. He's been cooked.
But
I think the last time we saw him was Gossip Girl, right?
Gossip Girl was UPN.
UPN. UPN ain't doing no white shows.
Well,
No.
Gossip Girl was UPN, and remember, UPN was, I mean, the CW was UPN and the WB combined.
Oh, the C-Dub, C-Dub.
Oh, girl, we were taking it way back. But
Wow.
yeah.
My
But
goodness.
see
Okay, so go ahead, PK. See how we do? See how we do?
how we do. And when I'm not even drinking, I'm drinking tea. But
Tea.
but PK, really, I guess one of the curves, people are like, okay, there's no police report, there's no police file, there's no mugshot, there's nothing. This is suspect. And then that home invasion thing was kind of like,
listen, you know what he needs to be arrested for?
For torturing us with his wife?
For letting her leave the house in that paper shredded little frock at the
people's
let me ask you, I got a question. I'm hoping that the stadium or wherever the fuck the People's Choice Awards was right down the street, because there is no way I'm getting together with all seven of them bitches going to that shit. For what? They must have won. Because People's Choice must be like, isn't People's Choice kind of like American, whatever it is?
It's voted by the fans, but it's also, I think
if they had show a up, you get the award.
I think it was contractually obligated because, you know, E! And Bravo are owned by the same parent company. And so I think if you have a TV show on Bravo, you have to go.
Please. My contract don't say nothing about showing up some bullshit ass award show.
If they say they're going to throw you about $20,000 to show up, your ass would be there.
Okay, but I would have chosen a better outfit. All of them looked
a mess. Even Garcelle, all of them looked in a mess. And I was like, damn it, Garcelle.
I was rooting for you.
You know, you should have let them finish your outfit, Garcelle.
Kyle could have had it if she weren't so damn short.
Had higher heels, but I feel like Erica wore the same exact dress in pink.
She's worn that before, but the hair was stupid.
I'll give the devil his due. If Lisa didn't have them ugly ass shoulder pads on that dress, she would have looked good.
That dress is basically the same dress that Heather has in her confessional. But yes. Without the wing ass.
Because those pads are too much, because her hair was laid. Her hair was laid. Her hair looked good. Her makeup looked good. It was a good wig, and the makeup looked good, but But the thing about Beverly Hills compared to like other franchises when they do group things, like Potomac, for example, them bitches don't like each other, but they still coordinate it. Atlanta, them bitches don't like each other, but they still coordinate it. Hell, even the last New Jersey reunion, they all coordinated. But the Beverly Hills
can't get together. And I'm just like,
that they would, because that's a fashion mecca.
Why are you making us look bad, okay? Letting these Humpty Dumpty ass other people in Potomac or New Jersey look better. That's ridiculous. That's upsetting.
For real.
Okay. For real. For real. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Off topic, as always. Will you be watching the Jackie Christie and Lisa Wu film?
You know, Jackie Christie ain't gonna unblock me now that you done brought this up.
She hashtagged on her Instagram post about that film. She hashtagged Emmy and Oscar, so she's gonna win.
Girl, but why did the cover of that film look like they done photoshopped images from other things for all the people? And that promo picture of Lisa looked like a promo picture from when she was on Housewives 10 years ago.
That looked like a Hollywood Divas picture. And all the men in the bag that I've never seen before. Some of them I've seen somewhere.
It was giving me very interchangeable Tyler Perry play men.
Oh, absolutely. Some of them probably are on the Oval.
You know, hey, get that money.
Get that coin.
I'm not mad, but I'll watch it on the iPod. So
I'll give the Beverly Hills ladies a C for showing up and a D minus for fashion.
Girl, it just wasn't doing it for me. But you ready to get into these shows, child?
Let's go ahead. Let's do this.
All right. So you want to go to the islands first? The islands?
The islands that I didn't even get to watch yet?
Well, we can talk about last week's episode, and then I can talk about this week's.
Okay, last week's episode, you know how Cynthia was saying that she's kind of in a funk? She doesn't know why she's not really clicking with these bitches?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, truly think that she was getting word or is cognizant that her contract was up.
Okay, do you think, because see, Andy sat there and said that it was her choice.
They always say that. Okay. Mm. Them TV bitches always say that shit. Oh, they decided to leave on their own shit, okay? To pursue the Hollywood lifestyle. Then these hoes don't be doing nothing. They be in Kmart ads, okay?
Fashion Nova.
So, Fashion Nova's step up, okay? They be
not in Fashion Nova. They be doing them detox things, the juices.
They be doing the tummy teas. And mm-hmm. flat tummy tea and them 3 a.m. Botox ads. when Bravo hits the switch and says, okay, we're powering off for the night for the next 4 hours. Here comes Cynthia Bailey.
Shut up.
This Botox that I just got on, it changed my life. You don't see any wrinkles. Okay. Comes on the same time as Life Twirls On.
Oh gosh, but
I really think that she was aware of the fact that, okay, my time with Bravo is coming to an end, and you know, I'm probably not gonna see most of these ladies.
The combination of that, but also too, like she was really just like, because Cynthia in Atlanta, I enjoyed, but Cynthia on the trip, I could not stand.
Which is the opposite of most of those people, most of the rest of the people, because Teresa in Jersey, I cannot stand her. Teresa on the trip, okay. Kyle on the trip, okay. Kyle in Beverly Hills, please, bitch.
Kenya on the trip made me love her on the trip. Now, Lord knows what we're going to get this next season, because, you know, she acts a fool when she's around the Atlanta girls. But I just love that they aired Ramona's ass out. Just the weekly dragging of Ramona was like,
they gave it to her.
Therapeutic to me. She deserved it. But then, like, what killed me is on this week's episode, I know you haven't seen it, but whatever. Ramona tries to apologize to Kenya. And
again.
Yeah. And then of course, during the apology, she's trying to talk about how, like, you know, her childhood upbringing, she was the oldest and her dad was abusive. Mm-hmm. And she had to blot that out. And she would relate to Kenya because, you know, Kenya's mom situation. It was very heartfelt for like 2.5 seconds, but then it started to come off like she was trying to make herself out to be the victim. And I'm like, no. You was the one calling people bitches and shit on the plane the first day. Don't sit here and try to flip it and make you the victim.
That story's so damn old about her parents and her father. And I'm not going to critique people's trauma because that lasts. That should be crazy. But that story been going on since Reagan was in office, okay?
Oh. Well, you know, I only, you know, Orange County, New York are the two franchises that I have to catch up on. So maybe I haven't got to that part on Roni yet. But
she would be talking about it every damn season. I was so mean because, you know, my father, you know, I came from a very abusive childhood, you know. And as a child, you know, it's just, I was just so traumatized and my life, you know.
Not you doing the Ramona eye twitch.
It was actually the vodka.
But Ramona just, she just is so insufferable. And the way how she treats Luann, that's why when last week's episode, when they were flirting with the guy that Ramona had a crush on, I thought the shit was hilarious. Just watching
Ramona, I loved it. Okay.
Watching Ramona squirm like that was, oh, it was just so good.
The guy, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, he might have been popping. Right now, he just looks ashy to me. I'm not seeing it. He's okay, but, you know, ain't it.
He gives me, he'll be at the bathhouse on a Sunday tease.
And he'll be the one who'll be, he's coming back when he said, I'm good.
There's always that one motherfucker at the bathhouse who don't know how to take a hint, and you ain't trying to be all loud and shit up in that motherfucker, but you know, sometimes you just gotta be like, hey, no,
like the last time I went, like I told you, okay? When I said listen, I'm really good, praise the Lord,
and they always be following you and shit, and it's like dude, like no,
it's 50 other desperate bitches in this place, go see them, shit, yeah,
leave me out of it.
Yeah. Okay. And that's my opinion. what are we talking about? Okay. So.
Oh, girl. But then this week on the girls trip, since you haven't watched it, they had another Bailey Bowl.
Oh my God.
But it was.
Or I'm sorry.
So the first part was they had to. Ooh, why am I so gassy today? They had to
toot it up, toot it in booty.
No, boot. It ain't farting, bitch. It's burping. And I want to be burping in these wonderful people's ears. All 27 of y'all listening. I want to be burping in your ears. But
every time you about to burp, just go, huh? Shout out to Fantasia.
If you know, you know. But mm-hmm. So they had to
and suck. And they don't know. I guarantee
they don't
you.
Know. They had to suck a ball and get a ring out of the ball. That was the first thing.
What?
They had to suck a ball and get a ring out of a ball. And Teresa's ass cheated and bit the ball to get the ring out.
Oh, it's like a candy ball?
Yeah, it's like a candy ball. And so then they had to do that. And then the second one was they had to twerk, and they had a pedometer on them, and girl, them that twerking was really? Girl, it was giving me very white gay bar intermission at a drag show.
Now I know Cynthia ain't doing nothing with twerking,
girl. Tell me why Cynthia got beat by Ramona and Luann in the twerk contest. I was like, bitch, give me your black card, give it to me now.
For real. Okay.
Wow. It was bad. The prize was a couple's trip to Turks and Caicos. And Kenya won.
Isn't that where they're at right now?
Yeah, but it was going to be an all-inclusive trip with their own private bungalow and shit like that. But Kenya gave the prize to Teresa because she said, you know, I don't have a lover, and you are so in love with your homeboy and all this type of shit, which I thought was very sweet. And then Teresa said something this episode that kind of had me like, whoa. She was like, you know, this is the first time that I actually have fun filming. And this is the first time that I actually have fun doing a show. And I'm in my mind when she said that, I'm all like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that you've been doing this shit for over 11, 12 years, and this is the first time you actually enjoy doing it? So was the money that good that you're going to... I guess, because I mean, is the money that good that you're not happy, but you're going to continuously keep doing something that's going to drive you insane?
I've been working my job a good minute, and I
well, that's true, but that's different. That's different, though. We have to do our jobs. I don't like my job either. But I have to do it because I have bills to pay. I don't wake up in the morning.
And we have it much easier because ain't nobody watching us act motherfucking fool on the TV.
Yeah, and we don't have people getting crazy with us on the internet. We don't have all that other stuff, you know. Like, I'm thankful for the job that I have because, you know, there are a lot of people that don't have jobs. But it's not my passion. That's not being selfish to say that. However, this situation is different. You chose to be on a reality television show displaying your whole life for the world to see, watch, judge, pick apart, discuss.
And I've been picking apart since day one, from the hairline to the stupid ass bullshit she be saying.
Ingredients
coming. Sandwich. Okay.
But it when she said that, I felt bad, but I was also like, well, damn, like, but then again, she's the OG, so Teresa has to be getting at least a million.
I did see her tweet about it saying, you know, it's nice to see Teresa some. And all I could think was, sunny days.
Shut up. Okay. See, listen. When I tweet, I try to
unicorns
be... No,
and flowers.
No, shut Daisy. Up. Shut up, bitch. Because I try to be diplomatic and I try to be, you know...
And I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Okay? Optimistic.
I try to walk away.
Yo ass, you get on there, you be like, her titties are sagging.
I choose violence, okay?
You choose violence right when...
That's because I come on to my motherfucking TV right after work. I'm tired of motherfucking people all fucking day. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to release some aggression right now on these bitches. They might not deserve it. They probably don't. But I do what I want.
And that's why. That's true.
On this Twitter that says Libra the 10584, my black ass is going to do what the fuck I want. Do and if Drew Sidora tried to get my black ass fucking suspended again, bitch, fuck you.
What? Man. What?
Drew Sidora and her raggedy fuck ass husband.
Wait, when was this?
Last season of Atlanta, okay, when the Tampa bullshit was going on and he just kept dodging the questions. And so I tweeted, I said, what's his name? Ronald?
Ralph.
Ralph? I said, Ralph is a hoe ass bitch, okay?
Did you at her?
No, I never at these people. I don't at any.
Oh, so that bitch is vanity searching.
So I wrote, Ralph is a hoe ass bitch, okay? Which is the truth. And the next day, next morning, I tried to tweet, says, oh no, you have limited access to Twitter and you can't tweet for a week. I said, what?
What?
And I had to find out which tweet was a problem. I was like, oh, really, motherfucking bitch? You kidding me? Are you kidding? I've seen 10,000 things worse. And the person who was in office at that time tweeting but all that bullshit, but I'm getting picked apart over a hoe-ass bitch. You got to be fucking kidding me.
But look at your impact, though. You have the new housewives shaking and trembling.
Insecure bitch. Fucked up wigs, baby hair palooza, sit down. And I hope she's sitting down. Just like.
Well, we're gonna get to that though. We're still on the girl's trip right now.
We're not there yet.
We're gonna get to that. But back to this girl's trip.
Why am I wearing so white?
Huh? Cause it's the lighting.
Jesus. No, that ain't right.
But back to the girls' trip, I will say it was just nice to see everyone kind of let their guard down. But it is unfortunate that I don't think there's any coming back for Kenya and Cynthia. At the end of this episode, Cynthia tried to talk to Kenya, and Kenya was like, no, I'm not trying to hear it. And it was just one of those things where I was like, well, damn, clearly that friendship is gone.
That's that.
Ramona's just going to be Ramona. That's that. You know, I enjoyed Luann. I feel like Luann was more vibrant and fun and free here that she was on her show. And, you know, Melissa was there. And
Melissa got a free trip.
Okay. She was on display, But, Oh, and then Mauricio came last week. And it was so funny because Kyle had a walk of shame this week's episode. She was like, I feel like a floozy. I was like, girl, that's your husband. That ain't a floozy.
You should have fucked outside since they like to do shit in public.
Okay.
Damn.
So now we done talked about that. Do we want to talk about the snow bunnies or do we want to talk about the Orange County bitches?
Let's knock these snow hoes out.
Little girl.
Little girl.
Girl, there is something about
me. I don't care. You always on some wine. People always driving you home.
Girl, Mary was letting those bitches.
Mary was on it and I was here for it.
I would say the only thing I didn't like was she said that racist shit. I didn't catch it until I watched it again. And I was like, oh, this bitch really did say that. I was like, damn, Mary, like I can't rock with that. I can't rock with that. But the rest of it was quite, in my opinion, quite funny because what she said about Heather, about her being drunk all the time, no shade, it's true.
Heather has a good time.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And then she turns around talking about this Mormon bullshit. I'm like, can we not?
When Heather comes on TV, I could probably hear you at the house going, like the scene with her sister.
And I'm on the sister side, okay? Be the heathen, okay? Shit. Last season, I genuinely liked Heather.
I did too. I don't know what, something happened between last season and this season. I feel like
too big for her britches, okay? When you have Rihanna on your DM, like, oh, well, shit, I must be the shit, okay?
But I also feel like, too,
as the only bitch on this cast who's not a size 2 or something, okay, hey, I'm doing something.
But I feel like a lot of these girls, when they get on their second season, they get more self-conscious.
Comfortable.
But also a little bit more comfortable. Or also they feel like they need to step it up and be more extra.
When they get good reception in their first season or the previous season, they suddenly think, oh, I'm funny. Kathy Hilton complex.
Oh, God. Ugh. That bitch talking about, I want $2 million. Girl!
For what?
For what?
To sit there and make some shit up? What's Radio Shack? Bitch, please.
Girl, go sit down, Kathy. But back to I almost said St. Louis.
What's a Honda?
Salt Lake City. Lisa Barlow and these
works my the nerves. All you hoes that love that bitch so much, please write me an essay and tell me why.
The white gays. It's the white gays. They go up for her, and I on Sunday I was watching. I was like, Lisa, you need your ass whooped because you were just talking mad shit about Mary.
Cash shit, as Candace would say.
And then you're going down into the room laughing and cackling and kikiing.
She loves it. She loves it. She's another one who sees these motherfuckers on Twitter bumping her up. Yeah, she gets pumped up. I don't get it. I do not get it.
But I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'll straighten Mary's wig for an expensive pair of shoes or a bag or something. You know, shit.
How you gonna straighten that out? Natted up wigs,
girl. I'm gonna straighten that out.
You can put it in some lava or something to do. Try to straighten it out,
or just replace it with a better one. But I was I was just weak. And then when she was like, when she gave everybody a present besides Whitney, and then Whitney was going around asking what everybody got, and they had a little price tag on the bottom. I was like, this is too much. Only on Housewives will they do that shit.
So she's traveling with this extra Louboutins that she's prepared to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably bought from the church money.
Probably. Okay, I'm listening.
Now, the thing about that church shit is, you know, in the real and outside of Housewives, where like we have Joel Osteen got caught with the $600,000 in the walls of his house. Like, I don't know, something about the mega churches always kind of rubbed me a little bit wrong. So I highly doubt, like, you know what they say, when there's smoke, there's fire. But the cult shit, I don't believe the cult thing.
Now, think Mary can sing?
Mary can sing?
Do you think Mary can sing?
No. No.
Usually the church people can really sing.
No.
I'm going to tweet her. I'm going to tweet her Twitter. Okay. And I'm going to say, can you please post you singing Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams?
Alone in a room. I would love to hear Mary sing Take Me to the King. You know, truth is, she's tired and her wigs are through. She's trying to pray, but where are you? Oh, Lord. But my thing is, I noticed that Meredith is still, like, she's still Team Mary. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, though, I do not like how they're all ganging up on her all of a sudden. I don't know. So something about a group of white ladies or a group of non-black ladies ganging up on a sister. Ganging up on a sister just don't sit well with me. You ain't shit for making that face. You know that?
What face am I making, Clifton Charlie?
A face that I'm not going to describe about your family, but
I don't want her in my business. I don't want her dealing with my friends. I don't want her dealing with my family. Okay. It's over.
I'm disengaging.
That's a lot of work moving your mouth around that much.
My family. I just can't wait to see what, because they show the preview for the rest of the season, and I guess Jen finally comes back around the group, and then her and Lisa have an altercation in the van.
Let me tell you, who's the fuck is Lisa? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Let me tell you something about that preview for the rest of the season.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you where you get me fucked. You got me fucked up.
What?
This bitch, Jennifer, what the hell
was that? Oh, I don't like, yeah, when she was throwing that glass at Mary, I don't like that.
Let me tell you what you're not going to do. You either hit me and knock me the fuck out, or you just don't throw anything at all. Because you throwing glass that close to my shit? What if that shit slice my fucking leg up, shards in my eye, splash in my eye? Bitch, you going out. Okay? Who am I pointing at? But
you would have been like motherfucking Latoya and Mariah. Nah, bitch.
Absolutely not. That's your mama. That's my mama.
Oh, mama! You know, I'm glad that the snow bunnies are waking up. Because
the waste of time the episodes were?
Where's Angie?
Sarah Paulson can sit at home. It's fine.
Nowhere to be found. But I was just weak when Lisa was like, you're going to have to take your shoes off and go to the airport and go through customs, whereas I got this jet and it's private. And I was just like, bitch, let me tell you something. I would have just shut my fat ass up and gone on that plane ride and been home. What the hell type of message am I sending by putting myself through all this stress of having to try to book a flight and do all this shit, go through all that?
I can sit with them hoes for a couple more hours. It's fine. Listen, just don't talk to me and we'll be fine.
We'll be fine. You know, I'm going to take me a sleeping pill, knock out. That's the problem. I was just all like, that was stupid. That was real dumb. Real dumb.
Real damn dumb. Shit now. Okay.
So let's get on to Orange County.
Okay. What do you think about the taglines?
I feel like I heard Noella's tagline before.
I believe it was Lizzie.
It was, but it was just said in a it was said in like a different order.
Big Titty Lizzie?
Yeah, it was the same exact thing. And I was just like, did nobody like proofread this or put it through like the, you know how when you do papers in college and the teacher puts your paper through that thing to make sure that you weren't plagiarizing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did nobody in production do that?
Maybe the other, because I think they always do like multiple taglines and they just choose which one they like best.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the wives have any say so on what gets chosen.
No, I know the producers probably choose it, but I'm
yeah.
Maybe the other one she had is so whack that they're like, okay, let's just do this repeat bullshit.
But I was like, oh, Shannon is first, okay.
They started the tagline with an OG, remaining OG, and then ended with a comeback OG.
Makes sense. I mean, I feel like this season is really going to be the Heather takeover season.
What I don't like is that I don't really want it to be. I've seen the house, it's lovely, beautiful gowns, but I don't care that much for Heather to have it all about her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm interested to see, to learn more about Dr. Jen and her big old titties and big ass teeth. Okay, I'm interested in Noella and this sex dungeon where you have to squeeze. I'm glad she's skinny because that little, the size of that bullshit, how the fuck you fuck on there?
Well,
who's fucking on there?
Where on the curve is that, I guess her husband kept some money issues away from her and they're like over $300,000 in debt. Mm. And
well, she better start hosting fuck parties up in there, make some money.
Oh, I also heard that they're divorcing.
Ooh.
So there you go.
So he's in debt.
Yeah, he is, not her. But you know, here's what I always say. You got to watch who the fuck you marry. All these people just jumping and getting married to people without having a full sit down of like, okay, what are your finances looking like? What is your mental health looking like? What's your family bloodline looking like? Is your mama racist? Mm-hmm. Is your daddy racist? Like, you know, you gotta lay all that shit out before you even think about getting married to somebody.
Which is exactly why I'm good. I will gladly do the Oprah Stedman and not have any sort of papers or government shit attached to me.
Because okay? I know I'm not no millionaire or nothing like that, though. But if my shit was...
Yet. Manifestation.
If I work, but, you know, I still work hard for everything I've got. And if you come up in here and you are, like, almost about to file for bankruptcy or got, like, all types of debt and liens and you ain't paid your taxes since the Obama administration and shit like that, I don't want that shit fucking my shit up.
My credit ain't yours. And I'm not going to have you fucking my shit up.
Okay.
I don't do joint accounts.
Hell no.
I don't do... I remember I told my mother, because a lot, you know, one time she's like, you ever see yourself getting married? And I told her, if somebody is foolish enough to get married to me, they're not living with me.
No, we want separate houses.
Okay.
But sometimes I just like to be alone.
I love being alone. I do everything. I work my best alone. I am at my best all by myself.
Well, I appreciate people more when I have the option to see them. But if I have to see you all the time, then I'm going to get annoyed. But that's neither here nor there about these heifers. We talking about my life, and I don't want to give y'all that shit. Because this show's not about me, but...
listeners, 27, 28, 29, 23, however many, subscribe to the Patreon. I'll host the Clifton Tell-All. Be ready.
We ain't got no Patreon,
$7, girl. $7. $7.
Patreon. We ain't got no Patreon, girl.
Click the link.
Shut up. You ain't shit. You really ain't about a damn thing.
If I'm not about a damn thing, you're at last. Okay, so let's do it.
Yeah.
Orange County.
Yes. So back to the show. So we're back at Heather's house. You know, it's the conclusion of this expensive ass party that she's throwing just because that she has no boo catering. Well, all this motherfucking expensive ass nice sushi just sitting there, which went to waste.
Really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the look on your face. You haven't puffed. Okay. Anyway, what do you think was the best just because Housewives party?
Oh God. I don't know.
I'm probably going to go with Camille's just because, and here's Alison Dubois.
Oh, God, that party.
He will never fulfill you. Know that. Why don't you just go blow up your lips some more? Enough, enough! Taylor Armstrong is a piece of work, y'all.
We keep going on these tangents, girl. That's why we keep having these long ass episodes.
Because you mentioned just because party, and this also the vodka got me hot. I'm hot.
But back to the party.
Heather loves to throw a party just for no damn reason, spend hella money.
And they wasted all that motherfucking food, which I was mad about. You know, that was the bomb ass sushi, and it was just gone. I was just like, see my ghetto ass, I would have been taking some plates. Okay, all right, let me take some plates on, like, you know. But you know, the white ladies out there, they don't want to be seen as looking tacky. So they're like, oh no, I'm not gonna eat anything. I'm not taking anything. But
it's not day class A.
This Nicole situation. Shannon was messy for telling Gina and Emily about it from the get-go anyways. However, mm-hmm. Emily and Gina, that wasn't a place to bring that shit up.
I'm never going to just meet someone and be like, hey, guess what? This hoe over here try to sue your husband. I'm gonna save that for a private lunch.
A guess.
A private, let's get some tea. But
I understand when Gina was saying, like, you know, I was at a party with my ex-husband, and I guess my ex-husband was sleeping with this girl and everybody knew about it. I get where she was coming from, because no one wants to be the last one to know about some bullshit. However, it's just like, you just met this girl and she done brought you in her expensive ass house and you done wasted all this damn food because you done pissed her off with this bullshit. But then on the other side of that coin, Shannon ain't shit, because I feel like Shannon knew what she was doing. Shannon was sprinkling the dirt and letting
Shannon's old ass, that I Dream of Jeannie ponytail
girl, she looks so weathered at that party. And then like every time the camera cut to her face just looks so like
crusty. She looks tired.
Not crusty, but more so like jealous.
Crusty. She looks sour.
Yes, like a sour candy, like just sour. And I'm just like, girl, if you don't want to be there, then you don't have to be there. Because she like she didn't want to be there. But Miss Nicole, baby, when she
what was in them drinks?
I was gonna say, because the way how they were acting like they were drinking some strong drinks.
They were on that Bassard cognac. They were on some E&J. I don't know. Because
girl, Emily went from Orange County to Rancho Cucamonga real quick. Emily and motherfucking Nicole.
She went from Rancho Cucamonga. She went from Orange County to... She went from Newport to Fontana.
Yeah, that was very A.B. Miller, Fontana.
Shut your ass up, okay?
Yes, girl.
Rialto. Okay, so yeah, I don't think you're there yet. You're still catching up on Orange County.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was Emily's first season.
No, I'm on my Orange County catch-up. I'm only on where Tamara came in, but... Let's get back to the current one, and we'll talk about.
Well, I'm trying to explain.
Go ahead.
I think it was Emily's first season, mm-hmm. when Kelly Dodd was at Emily's house, and Kelly was just meeting Shane, Emily's husband, mm-hmm. and Shane had said something about Kelly, and she didn't really appreciate it, and so she told Emily, "I was talking to this guy over there. He's a fucking pussy. He's a dweeb. He's a fucking pussy." And Emily's like, "Who?" And she's like, "Him." And Emily's like, "That's my husband." And Kelly's like, "Oh, well, he's a fucking pussy. He's a bitch." And then all of a sudden, Emily's like, "Shut the fuck up. That's my fucking husband. I will fucking kill you." And she just blew the fuck up. I was like, "Really? Really? Really?"
Oh, so Emily's always been about that blow up life then.
It's only happened a couple of times, but I think, you know, I think she might have some sort of trigger that we all don't really know about. Maybe it's...
Triggers are real. Triggers are very real.
Triggers are real.
You know, should I be having to catch myself at work, girl? Who are you talking to?
When I worked at call center, I blacked out so many times. It's ridiculous.
But back to this week's episode. When Nicole told Emily, sit down and eat.
That was Jen. Oh, no, that was Nicole. Yeah, these bitches that look the same on these names. Okay.
They do. Sit down and eat your sushi, bitch. Sit down. I was like, but she is sitting down. Even when Gina said that shit, I fell out laughing because I was like, she is sitting down? Like,
I think that Jen needs to work harder, because every cast member was doing something this episode and Jen was just sitting there.
Yeah. When the friend of is overshadowing you, you might lose your orange next season, and they might give Miss Nicole the orange next season.
Yeah, you might get an apricot possibly, but you know.
But I was also, did you catch when Noella was like, "You don't talk to your elders like that."
I sure did.
And then when Shannon was trying to have a moment with her, and all of a sudden she was like, "Max, I'm bisexual too."
She, huh.
how old is this Noella girl? Because Noella gives me like late 20s, early 30s tease. Like,
I'm gonna give her maybe 32, 33.
Let me see. What's her Noella?
Noella
Bergener.
Oh, I knew it was something burger, Berg something.
She's 36.
Ah, look at that. You two are the same age. How cute.
I guess. Oh, she is, yeah, I guess the divorce is already happening now. So we'll see it fold out on the show.
She's at the reunion crying.
Okay, with that long ass phony pony. There are so many phony ponies this episode.
There's a freezing cold horse somewhere.
Girl, between Noella, Shannon, and I know that some of the other bitches have some I wouldn't say bundles, they have some clip-ins.
Nicole has some pieces. Did Emily have a ponytail, or she was a high ponytail, something like that?
Yeah.
Did you see Emily walking out and she was clomping? She was struggling in them heels.
Bitch.
She looked like Miss Trunchbull.
Emily was pissed off. But I get it. Don't talk to me like I'm
stupid. She did Annalise Keating walk.
Don't talk to me like I'm stupid, because that is a trigger for me. When people talk down to me, or like if I ask a question, or like if, say for, if I mispronounce something or something like that, bitch, don't correct me in front of the whole fucking group.
And it's really difficult for people to talk down to you because you're the tallest in the room at all times.
People try it all the time, though. People try it all the time. All the time, try to talk down to me or make me feel stupid because I like watching this shit and I don't watch elite Academy Award winning shit. But, you know.
Well, shit, we ain't trying to fall asleep.
That part.
I would love to watch Academy Awards shit, but I like staying awake until I'm ready to go to bed. Okay. And that's usually this bullshit trash that I love to watch.
Exactly. That's why we're here. And that's why all 28 of you guys are here too. Thank you.
We love it. We love y'all.
We love it. But
Okay, so
when they came in and confronted Nicole, I was sitting in my chair and I was just like, is it about to go down? But then when they were started laughing, it felt kind of creepy because I was like, this girl is literally squirming. But on the flip side of that coin, it's like, how do you kick it with this bitch for 8 years and never told her this shit?
When they started laughing, I was like, this is a murderer movie.
When they started laughing, that's when I was like, okay, Shannon, bitch, you try to make this into something more than what it really was. And you're
Shannon likes to put 20 on 10 all the time.
And she was
on 20. Messy. You know what I'm saying?
And she was being messy. And but then the part that I was like, okay, here we go. The mess is starting. The lines are forming. When they went out to the dinner after, and when Heather told Gina and Emily, oh, Shannon says you can't be trusted. Da, 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 da. I was like, here we go. It's starting, which is going to, I feel like it's going to be Heather over here, Shannon and Emily with Heather. And then, not Shannon, I mean, Emily and Gina with Heather. And then Shannon over here. And Shannon's going to try to hold on to Noella because Noella's the young and new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Dr. Jen's going to be floating.
What'd you think about the dinners with Emily and Jen with their husbands?
I could have went without them.
I could have as well. What I noticed, because I already know Shane, he's basically the human Eeyore to me. So But Jen's husband, he...
Licking the dog in the dog's mouth at the damn restaurant, girl, that is the most peak white people shit.
That's very Ken Vanderpump, whatever his last name is.
Girl, I don't...
But...
And I love dogs, but bitch, not in the mouth.
I don't. And I don't like dogs close to my face.
And not at the damn dinner table.
Period.
In the restaurant. That is peak white people shit.
White people, we love y'all, but...
No. We love y'all, though, but that we don't do that shit.
I don't play that. Jen's husband has a problem closing his mouth because he was sitting there the entire time like... with mouth just open. I'm like,
Yeah, I could hear my grandma's voice saying, close your mouth, boy, a fly's gonna fly in there. Oh, that is so country.
Good and country.
But it just yeah, I feel like those are the only two scenes that I could have went without, but seeing Heather kind of lay the foundation by planting them seeds in there. Your tweet that you said, it was true. Like, she's walking around here like she's the mafia. Because, like, when she was talking to the other women, like, it was very, like, grade school teacher, like, no, you are in fifth grade, and you will act like a fifth grader. Like, it was very that.
Because Heather knows what time it is. She knows that she knows that Shannon does not know how to run shit because Shannon's too fucking frantic and hysterical. She doesn't have Vicky there trying to run things on her own. And she doesn't have Tamara trying to plot on, you know, behind the scenes and plots under the table.
So were those the three amigos?
Las tres amigas, Shannon, Tamara, and Victoria, Vicky.
Mm. So now that those two other bitches is gone,
mm-hmm. Heather can, you know, run shit how she likes it. She likes a clean classroom.
And they're like a dirty classroom.
They're like fucking the hood. It's high school high.
Not high school high. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Listen, okay. Heather finna get in front of the class. It's like, oh, she's gonna get line all the ladies up and she's gonna say, if you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Pay attention. Noella finna do the beat.
Cold beans, hey, and pork and beans.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Remember that one Broadway ass bitch up on there? Love boat.
That's Shannon.
If y'all know, you know.
If you know, you know. But Shannon, yeah. Shannon just seems like that hater in the group that tries to control. I feel like there's gonna be like, I can see it now just based off of watching the dynamics of these past two episodes. Shannon and Heather are gonna be like the ones fighting for control of the group. And I feel like yes, the rest of the girls are gonna be flocking from side to side this whole season. And I feel like that is gonna be the storyline for the season, yeah, is that.
I think that, you know, Shannon, I think she thought, I don't know if she thought prior to Heather returning to the cast, I think she thought that, okay, I'm in a good place. I've got my new man that we're both in love and everything. My girls are growing splendidly and doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying watching how my life progresses.
But then when she walked up in Heather's house, girl, her face was hater.
She was heated. I think it brought back, maybe it might have brought back flashbacks to her with whatever her husband's name. Whatever his name is, Bador. And
the one that cheated.
Wait till you get to the season where she gains hella weight and she's at her most vulnerable and loses her mind the entire season, like completely shrill.
Well, she just looks so unhappy.
I mean, also wait till you get to her first season where you see in the flashbacks on this season at Heather's house. You all figure it out. You all find out.
And I was like, who was that woman? I was like, oh, that's Shannon. It did not look like her at all.
That's when she was at her praying mantis body.
Not the praying mantis.
Oh, yes. Shannon's basically a Barbie. I'm sorry, not Barbie, a Bambi that's really, really, truly wounded. She needs help. She needs a padded room, but it's okay.
So last question before we get going. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to see? Moving forward in this season,
I would like to see a more fun Heather. Now, Heather, I think Heather, she might be a Libra. Heather and I are kind of in the same realm of how we act in public.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pretentious like her, but there's a wall up and I like to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer for people to see me in a good light and see me as someone who's not raggedy. However, I would like to see her have a little bit more fun that doesn't include drinking $7,000 glasses of wine and going to Chanel or going to a trip to Greece and, on a private plane in 2 minutes. Just letting loose, having a good time. I'd like to see her take shots.
Child, I don't think that's going to happen.
She's done it before. She's done it before. Begrudgingly, but she's done it before.
No.
Back in the Vicky days.
I feel like Gina and Emily are going to get into it with Miss Shannon.
Yeah.
And this ain't the end of this Nicole shit. I feel like Nicole's going to have her words with Miss Shannon too.
By the way, Shannon be drunk. Shannon be drinking.
Well, I mean, fuck, if you're that fucked up that somebody else got to pay for your tab. I have never been that drunk before.
I'm going to have to try it.
We don't have friends that got money like that, girl. The friends that we got would be like, nah, bitch, you rang it up. You going to pay it up.
Well, maybe that's Sacramento. That was so tacky. That was weird. I'm sorry.
Bitch. You're lucky I love you.
Love, 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 love. That was a Teresa move.
Look.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I didn't even talk about Portia's show. I'll do it real quickly.
Okay, the hood.
We'll do it. It's so...
hood.
It's just so...
ghetto.
It's just so raggedy. Like, I'm really trying, and I'm only watching it so we can talk about it on the show, because I don't want to, I don't want to not talk about it, but, like... it's not looking good. And then Simon talking about this is his fourth marriage, and then the family's not really feeling him. And then Dennis's mom is getting into it with Portia. And this is episode 2, and I'm just
Dennis's mom
Dennis's mom looks like a grown version of the Drummond twins off of Little Women of Atlanta.
Dennis's mom.
When she came on screen with that confessional wig, bitch, all I could keep thinking was, hey, hey, how y'all doing?
Dennis's mom has the same wigs as Lyrica Senior.
Bitch.
And the other one was helping out Pam Senior. Pam.
It was just so bad. And it's just like, Portia,
what you got us watching, Portia?
I feel like she thinks that she is controlling the narrative of the situation by having this show.
The narrative is get him.
Whereas I feel like I also think that she was probably scared to be on the next season because you know Kenya
better be in that ass.
Kenya and Marla would have been in that ass.
They double trouble, like, double team, and tag team on that ass.
And Kenya's ass probably would have brought Fallon to brunch or something like that.
You know that.
With a marching and cookie, band and everything.
And the cookie lady. Cookie lady.
Can you get more hair?
Okay. All three of Simon's baby mama.
I don't know. Just something. And then that's that though. But like, how do you get engaged? See, I don't understand this. You meet somebody, you get engaged 7 months after. You know what? Go ahead, girl.
Okay, well, listen. I've always said as a joke, I would get Oprah pregnant if she still had the eggs. But
girl,
I'm trying to cash up because I would do that because if that's going to guarantee me money and I don't have to work, then shit, come on, Oprah, let's do it. Praise him. What I know for sure is I need to get your ass pregnant.
No, ma'am.
I'm a diving.
Kenya Moore hair care. But I just
hoping I'd be listening to Rick James before I get up in there.
it's just not a good look for her. And the more I've watched, the more I'm just like, am I supposed to be seeing this? Like, it doesn't feel. And Bravo, you ain't slick by labeling it Real Housewives of Atlanta, so my DVR records it. You ain't slick.
That's what they did on all the other spinoffs, except for Nene and Candace. Oh, by the way, we didn't tell these people who we are this episode.
Oh, girl.
Because I was gonna say I'm Lanithia's favorite Sharpie for the eyebrows.
I'm Cynthia's burnt friendship contract.
Ooh, cold. Icy.
You think
Portia and Simon really be getting it in like that?
Oh, I don't want to.
I mean, I understand. Because listen, if you're going to marry into $40 million damn dollars, which I'm sure he's splitting with them other bitches with his kids, but.
He better pump that up.
If you're married into million, then you got to be throwing it back a little bit. I don't know if he's really fucking like that.
Girl,
he seems like he's got that body where it's like big man stomach, but as hard as a rock, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. looking like Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, okay. He's got that big old booty like Kris Jenner's boyfriend. Big high booty. So. I know their sex be smelling like incense and fried rice.
Goodbye, Rahsaan. Goodbye. nasty.
Nasty. We love incense and we love fried rice.
Well, on that note, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Praise we love you. All 28 of you. You know, if y'all can spread the word and get that 20 to 50, we'll greatly appreciate
it. Let these hoes know. Let your hoes know.
Yes, let these hoes know. You know, you can follow us on the Twitter. Our podcast has its own Twitter page. Mm-hmm. It is at PDCPOD. You can follow us there.
Follow that during the daytime for Sesame Street.
Shut up.
Follow that at nighttime and, you know, you get a
for
little...
real sex.
Taxi cab confessions.
Okay. Cedar's World.
Ooh, Cedar's World. BET Uncut. Tip drill, but that motherfucker.
Girl. Well, thank y'all.
What's he popping?
Bye.